Well, here we are.
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm going to tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your ass.
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, your host. Yesterday's impossible question. By the way, happy hump day, everybody. The Trump train should be coming up here. There we go. All the way through November. Yesterday's impossible question was 96% of people say they do this even though it hurts. Had a couple of other answers that came in after we were done talking about this said pop a pimple, which, by the way, good answer. But that was not the correct answer. It's eat or drink something hot. Even though it hurts, 96% of people say they do it. By the way, I knew it was going to be some big thing that most everybody does because of the 96% number. You can answer these, by the way, on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. 20 years ago, this is today's question, 20 years ago, and Charlie, you're going to have to help me on this because I'm not sure I really understand what we mean here. 20 years ago, there were three times as many of these in the Inland Empire as there is now. What are they? So I guess first things first, Charlie, what is the Inland Empire? Charlie's looking because I should have looked up this to begin with. Sorry, I apologize. Charlie says he's heard of it, but if some of you out there know what the Inland Empire is, you might know what this question or what this answer is better than I. But I don't know what the Inland Empire. Oh, it's in Southern California. It's a metropolitan area and a region in Southern California, adjacent to Los Angeles. Okay, so knowing that. Question of the day is, 20 years ago, there was three times as many of these as there is today. Charlie says Republicans. It's not a bad answer, actually, Charlie. Not a bad answer. The Inland Empire is a metropolitan area and region in Southern California. Boy, it could be. Oh, Charlie says palm trees. You know what? Not a bad answer, Charlie. That's actually not bad. There were 20 years ago, there were three times as many. I'm going to say, and the hint is, this type of industry. There's the hint. So it's a type of industry. There were three times as many of these as there are now. I don't know, guys. Answer it. That's why we have these. That's why it's the impossible question. Answer it on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. A lot of you text me these answers as well. You're welcome to do so, 307-200-8222. But that is the question of the day. You can answer that on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Dr. Julie should be joining us here in a moment. Before that, though, I do want to start off this hour. I know it's Health and Wellness Wednesday, but when 50 Cent, you heard I said that, right? 50 Cent? 50 Cent doesn't want to be 20 Cent under the Biden tax plan. So he's throwing his hat in the ring for Trump. So 50 Cent, for all of you that maybe don't know this, he's a rapper, not a candy bar rapper, but, you know, guy that raps music. What, Charlie? Oh, yeah, and a big-time actor. So he's a big guy, 50 Cent. He didn't want to be 20 Cent, is what he said, under the Biden tax plan. We'll talk about that, plus a lot of other things as we go through our show today. And I've got some things on COVID. Some of you sent me some long-winded emails about my position on COVID. We'll get into some of that today as we have time. I know Dr. Julie wants to come on and talk about just different things health-wise, but gut health. We've also got Halloween coming up next week. We'll talk about that a little bit as well. And much more in store for you. We got 3 hours in store. Dan Ferris is going to join us in the second hour. What financial news is actually real? Tony Francois is going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour as well. And asking the question, can communities force the government to stop these out-of-control wildfires? In fact, as I look out west of town here, big, big plume of smoke up against the Front Range here. And I just shouldn't say plume. It's a wall of smoke as we look across the Front Range right out of the studio here right now. So Dr. Julie will join us here in just 1 minute. Up next, Michael Bailey, Law, Mobile Estate Planning. And Michael was on just a moment ago. And we talked to Michael the other day. And just a reminder that with everything going on, COVID, and just a reminder that, hey, we do not know when our last day will be. And you need to make sure you're planning on leaving here correctly and leaving your stuff in the right hands, kids, estate, etc. Michael can help you with all of that. Call him today at 720-394-6887, or better yet, go to klzradio.com.
KLZ's mobile estate planner doesn't overcharge. Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law believes everyone should have an estate plan, so he doesn't want the cost to become a barrier. In many cases, like a basic will or trust, Michael Bailey charges a flat one-time fee so you don't get surprised with enormous hourly expenses after the fact. It's worth the value for a thorough, accurate estate plan that protects your loved ones well. KLZradio.com/estate, the reasonably priced attorney.
Novus Auto Glass, and they would like to help you see clearly, not only with just fixing the windshield and cracks, whatever you've got going on there, you can replace the windshield as well. On top of that, if you need a calibration after the windshield is replaced because of some of the great technology, by the way, that you've got on your vehicle, a lot of newer vehicles have that, about half today do, you may need a calibration as well. They can do all of that. They'll work with your insurance company. Find a location near you. It's N-O-V-U-S. Find them at rushtoreason.com/Novus.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus. N-O-V-U-S.
When politicians want to raise taxes, they're supposed to give you a say in the matter. They're not supposed to sidestep the law and make you pay more without your approval. But that's exactly what politicians are doing. And that's why we need Proposition 117. Proposition 117 gives us, the taxpayers, a voice. It allows us to vote on large fee increases, which we all know are just hidden taxes. For far too long, politicians in Colorado have raised the cost of car registrations, health insurance, and even hospital stays without giving voters a choice. They get away with it by calling their cost increases fees instead of tax hikes. Voting yes on Proposition 117 would change that and stop the hidden tax hikes. Vote yes on Proposition 117 to give Coloradans the voice they deserve. Paid for by Unite for Colorado. Katie Kennedy, registered agent.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Got a text message, by the way, on the question of the day. They said logging company. By the way, not a bad answer. Somebody else also agreed with Charlie on his Republican answer. So Dr. Julie Marchio joining us now at Ascend Health Center. Dr. Julie, how are you today?
Good. How are you all over there?
We are doing very well. I know we're going to talk about gut health and some other things, but I can't help but start with, and I know we didn't talk about this, but as I look west, out of the studio, and literally the haze of smoke that's across the Front Range is almost covering up where I can even barely see the peaks of the mountains. Does that have an adverse effect among certain individuals, and what do they do to protect themselves?
Sure, because the lungs are just getting so beat up by all these little particles. And I think everybody, outside people, runners, people like that, are really feeling that heaviness that's in the air.
I agree. I can feel it. I sense it in the mornings, and you know, it typically doesn't bother me a whole lot, but you can just tell it's just not the normal, probably the best way for me to say it.
Yeah, it just doesn't look like a blue, clear sky.
Correct.
We're getting the California plague. We're getting the plague of the California.
Makes you wonder.
Happening. Maybe that's what's rolling in. I think sinus rinses probably would be the best, because we know that the masks don't work, because they work on the particle size smaller than what a smoke particle is, as we've been told, wink, wink, but they don't work on for what's in the air here with the pollution.
Along those lines, Dr. Julie, I'm glad you said that. I read something today that even said that when it comes to the common ordinary flu bug, that masks don't do anything with the flu bug. So I just keep asking myself, and I know there's lots of folks out there that disagree with me. I get a big, long email yesterday I'll get into later, Dr. Julie, about my position on masks and COVID and so on. But I guess it's just common sense tells me that if it's not protecting me against the smoke, it's not protecting me against regular flu, then why am I wearing one?
I fall into the same camp. I've read research on both sides. I cannot convince myself that I believe masks work, because if they did, we definitely wouldn't be seeing these incidents. If they did, all the states that opened up would be getting a rise in cases, and they aren't.
No, in fact, they're no different. Their percentages aren't any different than what we have in Colorado. My son mentioned yesterday, we talked about this some last night, Julie. You know, as a state, we've been pretty much at about 80%. You know, that's the statistics. That's what they say. And that's not my numbers. Those are the numbers coming out of the state of Colorado. They claim about 80% of the people in Colorado are wearing masks.
Oh, yeah. I can't convince myself of their efficacy in any way, shape, or form. But if it makes people feel better, I think they should use it for themselves. But the shaming that we're doing based on poor medical research should definitely go away. I mean,
the only thing, and you could tell me if I'm wrong or not, but the only thing that I see the masks are doing is, which to kind of the opposite of what they're supposed to do, what I've noticed is typically people with masks are more apt to distance themselves from the next person with a mask than if you didn't have masks on. I mean, the only thing that I've seen that's a positive out of masks, just as a side note, I hate being crowded in a grocery line, you know, or in any line for that matter. I hate having somebody breathing down my neck. It's just me. I know I'm weird. I don't know how else to say it, Dr. Julie. And I will say one thing. What the mask thing has done and what the virus has done is at least there's not somebody breathing down my neck when I'm going to check out now.
There's some space between humans. That's true. I don't know. I don't like the argument or creating the argument, because it doesn't make any sense to me. I just finished a book called Breath, and it is a fabulous book. And it's not about viruses. It's about breathing and oxygenation in lungs. And reading that book or listening to that book on Audible, I cannot see how breathing what people are breathing in their mask, in the way in which we're using masks on our sports fields, on the basketball court, out of our cup holder that has coffee on it has been touched by our hands, is creating an environment that's healthy for our lungs long term.
Thank you. And you know what? I've said this numerous times on this show, and I will continue to say so. If I could see every person out there properly wearing a mask the way that you're supposed to wear a mask, you know, medically speaking, Dr. Julie, and you know what I mean by that, I might be more apt in believing that they're actually doing something, but when I watch the majority of people do things with their mask after touching other things out in public, and I look at what they're actually doing with the mask at that point, I'm a reasonable, common sense driven guy. And yes, I will look at both sides of this equation, Dr. Julie, but when I see what I'm talking about, common sense just tells me that there's no way it can work.
No way that it could be working. It's so gross. Yeah. And it's changing the bacteria, the necessary good bacterial environment in our lungs and in our gut. And if we're changing that necessary, appropriate bacterial relationship, we're not in the long run providing ourselves with proper immunity for regular colds, regular flu, whatever else, dealing with the fires. We should have like bandwidth, whether we're talking about lungs or immunity or gut and digestive system, we should have bandwidth for smoke that's in the air. I mean, yeah, it's terrible and it's not good and you probably shouldn't go for a long run, but you should be able to handle it for a little while. And when we can't, we know that it just that threshold is low to begin with, and so we can't handle any extra little things that comes on.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, makes total sense, which I know we wanted to talk some today about gut health, but I've got a few questions along those lines as well. But let's move into that, because even what you're talking about when it comes to that good bacteria and the things that we do need to keep ourselves healthy and stable and vibrant and so on, a lot of that, not only with what you just talked about with our breath, that transfers into our internal, which in this case is our stomach and digestive system.
Correct. And just, I mean, I think some of the clearest things that people are looking at and talking about is if we're eating garbage and we're putting it into our system, our gut is getting imbalanced. And when our gut is imbalanced, it has a relationship to lungs and skin. Whether you're looking at acupuncture, whether you're looking at medicine, those groups are partners. And if those groups are partners, we need to take care of our gut health.
So what are some of the first things? I know we've talked about this in the past, but we always get, you know, different folks listening to us each week and so on. So when it comes to gut health, and I realize that you guys have got some free things that you can do right now at Ascent Health Center to do some checkups on these things and so on, and I get that. But just in general, what are some really easy things folks can do to really get on track, you know, gut health-wise? You know, do they do a detox? If so, what kind of detox? Do you recommend just eating the proper foods to get with? I mean, in other words, what do you do to jumpstart yourself on that right track where if you know you haven't been eating correctly and you want to start, where's your baseline? What do you do?
I mean, everybody usually starts with supplements, and supplements are awesome, but we need to start with food. And so getting, of course, sugar out would be primary to rebalancing gut health. And it's so simple, and I feel sometimes like, oh yeah, I've already heard that. Oh, that's exhausting. How do I do that? But just giving yourself, we do this thing called the 2-week carbohydrate intolerance plan. And it literally takes out carbohydrates out of the system for 2 weeks. And it's pretty straightforward. And it takes them out for 2 weeks. And the changes that we see in patients just from that are amazing. The inflammation that goes down. So when you start with that, it's almost like you're giving, or something like that, you're giving your gut a little bit of a break. And then we can get more specific with patients to what their goals are, or why they feel like their gut might not be healthier, or what symptoms they're having. I mean, bloating, gas, stomach aches, fatigue. I think not losing weight, that's a common one that stomach has a huge relationship to, is just eating right or feeling like they're eating right, but not losing weight. And I think we are lucky enough to have really healthy patients. So those become more complex because sometimes they're like, oh, I already do most of this, or I eat good. And that's where we do some gut testing. We'll do actually like a fecal matter test that we'll send in, and they'll give us very specific analysis of separating it into, is this more IBS? Is this more IBD? Is this more a liver problem?
Gotcha.
And so it'll really help point in the right direction so that you're cleaning that whole environment.
Got it. Makes sense. Okay, so let me ask you a couple of questions before we move into supplements. Are there certain foods that, and I know this can vary from person to person, but so I'm talking really in general. So everybody listening, these are very generalized statements. If you want something very specific to you, which, by the way, I would highly recommend, you've got to go see Dr. Julie, get a baseline, figure out where you're at. So I know we're talking in very general terms, Dr. Julie, but are there certain foods that people eat that are easier on the gut and or harder on the gut?
Well, and so I try not to be too generic or broad spectrum. Yes, there are foods that are easier on the gut. And, you know, whole foods that are grown, I hate to say hunted or, you know, unprocessed, those are going to be your best foods. They've got less additives in them.
Yep.
They're easier for the body to process.
It's like some of the meats we've been talking to Barber's Foods about. You know, we interviewed their pork folks last week from Beeler's, and they were talking about how, you know, all their pork, how it's raised, what they feed them, no antibiotics, no growth hormones, on and on we go. Those are all important things in what you're talking about, right?
Absolutely. I mean, what you put in your system, it makes it so much easier to take care of your system if you put the right foods in it to start with.
Gotcha.
And we just don't. It's hard. We don't know what we're eating. We don't often know what to pick because we're not educated very well. We're thrown, you know, meat that has hormones and antibiotics. We're over-processing our food. We're eating too much. I mean, I'd much rather spend the majority of our income on food and on good, healthy food and not have to spend it on medicine or supplements.
Yeah,
or
and this is a whole nother conversation that we can get into on down the line. But, you know, we talked to Steve House last week, who's running for CD6. We had a conversation about healthcare and really talking about this very subject, Dr. Julie, about how, you know, part of the things that we need to do in this country to even fix healthcare is to incentivize people to actually do the things that you're talking about right now. Be healthier, eat healthier, have the right things in your body, not go to the doctor as frequently because you don't feel bad. In other words, let's incentivize people to actually take care of themselves and feel better versus the way we do it now.
Right. And let's keep it simple. You know, it doesn't have to be complicated, but it is often more time consuming. I mean, now there's very healthy places, I think, that people can pick to eat out. But otherwise, it's meal prepping, which we've gotten away from. I mean, before we had fast food places, oh my gosh, I remember my mom.
Yep.
All she did was meal prep.
Yep.
Once a month, she sat down, she made a schedule, she went to the grocery store. We knew what we were having for the entire month, in fact. And she cooked it. And we just don't do that as often anymore.
Well, and just as a side note, and I know I'm trying not to be on a soapbox here, but Dr. Julie, shouldn't two things here. As Christians and as conservatives, and when we start talking about healthcare in general across our country, shouldn't we be the leaders in what we're talking about in regards to our own health and taking care of ourselves and eating the right things and making sure that we're doing what we need to do so that we're, you know, A, not taxing ourselves, but then on top of that, not taxing our wallets and or healthcare? And I'll tell you right now, Dr. Julie, that if every conservative and then every Christian across the country, I realize that's not a synonymous term, that's what I'm saying, every conservative and every Christian, if both of those groups would do the things that you're talking about, we could literally change healthcare in this country overnight.
It would make such a huge difference. I'm sure they'd blame us for something else, but it would make such a huge difference. But part of that is, I don't wonder if a lot of this group already, like, which group is a little more truly invested in that process and if the difference that will the difference that we're making by putting in the effort, extra effort, ever be recognized?
Great question.
Because ultimately, what's going to happen is you're just going to continue to pay for someone else's health care. So you can take care of yourself, but you're just going to continue to pay for those people, you know, unless things change, which I think they should. Be responsible for yourself, and that's how it should be.
And I'm going to close with this. I think that the eating incorrectly, poorly, not having the best of health runs the gamut. I don't think, Dr. Julie, that's a right versus left, Christian versus atheist, and, you know, on down the line we go. I'm not trying to put anybody into some corner and say that this typically is how those particular individuals eat, because I think both sides can be guilty of this. I think both sides can also do a very good job of doing the things they need to, and I think at other times both sides can do a very good job of not doing what they need. So I'm not trying to paint either side into a picture, but to your point, until we get the entire system fixed, you and I both are going to be paying for somebody else to go to the doctor.
Correct.
That's the part
and
I want to change.
It isn't us to be paying for someone else. Yeah,
all right, I do want to talk about. I know you're limited on time, but I do want to come back. I want to take a quick break. I do want to come back and talk about supplements because I think that's a big deal. I mean, I don't know about everybody else, but I get inundated, literally inundated, with ads on a weekly basis.
Oh, that's
take this,
true.
Take that, fix this, fix that. So I want to talk about some of that when we come back. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, let's do this. Dr. Julie is again with us. Ascent Health Center. You can find her at ascenthealthcenter.com or 303-343-8800.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchiol of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascent Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit rushtoreason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
All right, Geno's Auto Service. I talked to Steve Horvath, the owner, today. Just had a really great conversation, and he is just a guy that wants to help you not only be prepared for winter with your vehicle, but be prepared all the time with your vehicle. They're there to make sure your vehicle lasts as long as possible, thereby saving you money. It's much like we're talking to Dr. Julie when it comes to our own health. Your vehicle is no different. Call him today at 303-794-6700 or online at ginosautoservice.com, and that's Geno's with a J.
For over 37 years, Geno's has been your go-to auto service shop in Littleton for all of your car repair and maintenance needs. This month, take advantage of Geno's engine and cabin air filter special and receive a NAPA $20 gift card. Do you want to breathe better air in your vehicle? Your cabin air filter helps to remove pollen, dust, smoke, and pollutants from the air inside your car. It's recommended to change your cabin air filter once a year in Colorado. Your engine air filter prevents dust, dirt, and contaminants from your engine. With any service, we'll do a free battery check to get you safely back on the road. Geno's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers, honoring warranty work you may have had done. Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off for service and pick up when ready. Geno's is a Colorado Select member and conveniently located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Check out Geno's Google reviews or call us with any questions. Visit Geno's online at ginosautoservice.com.
John Rush believes there's no such thing as normal. You always need to stay focused on the future, and this current environment is no different. The only difference now is that you have a rare opportunity to beat your competition as they stay stuck in survival mode. Not one of John's small business clients shut down during the quarantine. And believe it or not, none of them has seen a drop in overall revenue compared to last year. Hire John and stay focused on the future. RushToReason.com.
Last Friday, Denver Mayor Michael Hancock announced that we the people cannot meet with more than four others and we must wear a mask while outside. Really? Thursday, author Carl Dierenbach explains how the modeling for these decisions is based on tarot cards. Valued show partner Hal Van Herky joins me in studio. Dr. Jill Vecchio shares her perspective on the latest COVID-19 mandates. Colorado House District 6 candidate Bill McCaleb and Senate candidate Ramon Doan note what they are hearing on the campaign trail. That's Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Okay, Dr. Julie, got a text message that came in as well, so I thought we'd just start this segment off with,
sure.
Ask Dr. Julie which probiotic is best for a digestive system, and is that a wet one or a dry one? I don't know if I even know what the difference is.
So I think that's a hard question in the sense of there are so many different probiotics out there that without testing, I think the best thing for patients to do is to rotate their probiotic.
Okay.
So I love things like, and to eat the right foods. It would be better to eat the right foods than to go to the grocery store and just buy a bunch of different probiotics. But if we wanted to buy one and you're just going to a place that has a really good one, I think Natural Grocers does a really good job at providing a solid product. They think they look at their products. I would rotate it because we need this huge variety and in different amounts. And so you could get kefir. That would be a food. And there's a goat kefir and a dairy kefir. And it's a fermented type of milk, but it provides tons of great probiotics. I would maybe, if a patient liked cabbage, I would get cabbage, the fermented cabbage, like a sauerkraut. That would be good. But we also need, everybody focuses on probiotics and getting a combination of good fibers. So ground flax seeds, there's something called a banana, it's like a banana fiber. I always think of it like a garden. So think about when you have a garden, you have dirt, you have seeds, you have fertilizer, and then you have your like peat moss. And what we always forget about is the peat moss. And you need the peat moss to kind of hold everything in. And the peat moss is your leafy vegetables, your celery, your flax seeds, your like hemp seeds and chia seeds. Those types of things that if you put them out and around and you wet them, they would sort of puff up. Like, you know when you go to plant a plant and you have that dry dirt and you put water on it,
yep,
and it expands.
Yep.
That's what we need in our gut to hold probiotics.
Okay.
To hold, you know, good bacteria in the gut. And so I would, without knowing anything, I would buy one probiotic 1 month and maybe a different one the next month, just making sure they're kind of all high quality. And then I would buy kefir. And if you like it, I would have a cup of that every morning. Maybe eat sauerkraut once in a while, and then make sure you're eating a really good salad every day. I think that could be a pretty reasonable routine.
Okay. Great answer, by the way. And I appreciate you texting those questions in, by the way. You can always do that.
Yeah,
307-200-8222. It's perfect. I do appreciate that. Okay. When we talk about supplements, and I know we've talked about this in the past, and again, this is a topic we could probably spend 3 full hours on, and I'm not exaggerating, Dr. Julie, when I say that there is so much stuff out there when it comes to supplements. Like I said earlier, I get something either in my inbox or an ad on Facebook or what have you, literally more than probably 10 a day for all the different supplements that are out there, enough to where your head just starts to spin on, what am I taking? Should I be taking? Does this stuff really work? I mean, I had an ad today for, you need a supplement for throat leak. And I'm like, throat leak.
Oh, I saw that ad.
Yeah, and I'm like, throat leak? What is throat leak? And I mean, that's just one example of the stuff that's coming into me. And if I'm getting all that, so is everybody else.
True. So what's the question in it?
What's the answer? Is there, I mean, does this really come down to seeing you and determining what you need as far as what your body is in a deficiency of, or are there just some standard supplements people should take every day, you know, like vitamin C? I mean, what's the real answer here, or is it literally case by case?
I think to be specific, it's case by case. But what I would do is I would rotate so that you don't feel like you're getting overwhelmed. So have in your cabinet a variety of things that you know are necessary. So a really good multi. But multis, there's really bad multis out there. Get a really good multi that has all your B vitamins in the right category, your C's, your minerals. And so get a good multi.
And okay, and how does somebody know a good from a bad? Yeah, I mean, because again, you know, you're talking to, yeah. I mean, what I have to remember in these particular, you know, cases on right. Wednesdays with you is, you know, we're talking to people much like I do on Saturdays with Drive Radio, and somebody calls in and says, you know, how often should I change my oil and what should I use? I mean, I understand that in a lot of cases it's very specific to that vehicle and to that particular person, but there are some generics, and I have to remember that I'm talking to people that in a lot of cases don't know, you know, regular oil from synthetic oil, from, you know, long life oil to, you know, high mile oil, and on down the line we go. I think the same is true when it comes to supplements and what you're saying. You know, you're the expert, but how does somebody like myself know?
Think so. Our supplements are always pre-qualified, you know, they're medical grade, they're pre-qualified. So when we're treating someone who we know we're treating for a certain condition, we use specifically pre-qualified supplements that have been tested, because you're right. There is no regulation of supplements. And I'm actually not saying that there should be, because this is an issue that comes up all the time, because when the government regulates them, they're also going to limit what we can buy and use.
Correct.
So it'd be better to educate patients.
Agreed.
Clients,
thank you. I know, by the way, I'm in the same boat that you are in that. I don't think they need regulated. Let the industry do that itself. Continue to educate people on the differences like we're doing right now, and just let it fall where it goes.
And I have a hard time buying things off of the internet, because I don't, like, I tried to buy something today, this weight gainer for my son, which I think is garbage, but he wants to gain weight. I could not even find the ingredients.
Gotcha.
I had to search so deep to find the ingredients. So I would say, to be safe, go somewhere to a really good supply store that has healthy, wholesome vitamins. I think for me in particular, I tend to go to natural grocers because I think they try very hard. Yes, their supply is limited, but I think it's because they really filter through things and they look at it products there. Then look for something that's whole food. That might be an easy thing to look for. A multivitamin that's made out of whole foods instead of lab created. That could be something that would be easy to look for.
Okay.
And then most fish oils that are high quality come from one source. So make sure that the fish oils say, usually fish oils should be from small fish. They should be from, what are tiny fish? Sardines.
Yeah. Anchovies, things like that.
Fish. Yeah, because your larger fish have consumed small fish, then they consumed other things, and that fish has been consumed. So your toxins are usually greater in a bigger fish than in a small fish.
Okay.
Your fish oil should be made of small fish. Your iron should be a whole food. I think whole food products. I mean, honestly, it's so interesting answering this question because I didn't realize how hard it was to answer and how hard it is for people to pick the right things until you asked it. And so maybe something that I need to do and put on our website is, and I hate to call out specific companies because I'm sure there's lots of good ones out there, is look for these. So, for example, you need to look for methylcobalamin versus cyanocobalamin.
Okay.
You need to look for a certain type of magnesium versus another type of magnesium. Vitamin E needs to be in a certain form. Vitamin D needs to be in a certain form. If I maybe created a list.
You should.
And put it on our website.
You should, by the way.
Yeah.
And also put in your newsletter both.
Oh, that's a great idea. Then just taking that list and being like, oh, this has like 4 out of 7 of these things, and it's a reasonable price. this is probably something I'm going to absorb and my body's going to be able to use and will be good for me.
Are there certain, Dr. Julie, are there certain brands, and I know you said natural groceries, but are there certain, you know, brands of supplements where if somebody knew even a particular brand, and I know that, you know, you're in the industry and all that, so you know more about this than I do, and I know none of them. Nobody, by the way, is paying us for what we're doing right now.
Sure.
So the reality is if you mention a name, you know, it's on you. I don't care. I don't think anybody out there listening cares. Is there certain brands people should look for?
So at the grocery store, I don't know that answer.
Okay.
Because in our office, we use products that are only sold to practitioners and that have been, you know, checked. Like, for example, every time a new batch of this herb comes in from a different company, they send us a little test kit that says, hey, we are no longer making vitamin C with that batch. We're making vitamin C with this batch. So make sure that all your patients test well to this batch.
Okay.
I mean, that's how specific some of our supplement companies are.
Gotcha.
And they're like testing. We're out of something now. And we've been out for a long time because the company got the product in, they tested it, they said, no, this is not clean enough for us to make this product. So they send it back. Well, but guess who buys it?
Somebody else does.
Some other.
Yes.
Somebody else does.
Gotcha.
And so, you know, somebody who's not doing as, being as careful about their third party testing as, you know, medical grade companies are. And they're not always more expensive. They're just more specific.
Gotcha. Okay. Great. And by the way, great answer. And yes, I do think that not only the folks that are listening to us, but just all of your other patients in general would be, it'd be great for somebody to actually be able to go and have that resource and know that, hey, if I'm out and about and I run low on something, I can at least go buy X to fill in until they can even go see you again, for an example. You know, what would that actually be? What do we look for? And or, because I also believe this, Dr. Julie, I think in some cases, you're better off not wasting your money and not taking anything than actually buying that particular store, you know, store-sold vitamin, if you would. In some cases, I think you're better off just staying away from it than buying it in the first place. That's my own opinion.
I think that's 100% true, because you'll just have to detox out whatever's in that poor source product.
And you just hurt your wallet on top of that. Right? I mean, let's face it. You know, those things cost money. You're not grabbing it off the shelf for free. Some of these supplements can be anywhere from, you know, $15 to $30 a bottle. And depending upon whether that's actually something that you need and or it's high quality and you're going to get some benefit out of it, why waste the $30?
Exactly. I agree. Just go get a salad. Or make a salad at home.
Yeah. And so, folks, really, I do mean that sincerely. I'm not trying to take sales away from those that are out there that, you know, might think that they're doing something for you. But to Julie's point, if it's not really something that you need and or it hasn't been tested and it really hasn't gone through that high quality, that high grade, because there's a lot of junk vitamins. I know this. There's a lot of junk supplements on the market. They're more like placebos, Dr. Julie, than there are anything else. And all they're doing is extracting money from people's pockets.
100% true. Yeah.
And folks, I know that just from enough of my own research and history and so on to know that. Okay. So if somebody wants to come, what we really ought to do, Dr. Julie, is maybe by like the 1st of November, you could come up with some sort of a really great supplement special that we could actually advertise and you could actually offer that to folks on our program.
Sure. Something that people need for winter and people need for, I'll write that down. Okay.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That would be awesome. I think, you know, and again, because I think the other thing that folks struggle with, and Charlie's in here looking at me, and I know he's thinking the same thing. It's like, you know, you almost need like a starter pack, and I know it's not universal, but I get that. But I know there's also certain things that each of us should take, you know, myself, multivitamins, things along those lines. So maybe there's some sort of a starter pack you could offer where folks don't have to go through this brain damage of trying to figure out what to go buy off the shelf.
I like that. I'm writing that down. That's because we have this system too, where we can put them into this little system and they can order it. They can order tons of things through this, but they're all they're well qualified products. And we could say, hey, you want this? Here's what we recommend for you.
Perfect.
Order this in this way. And then you can pick it if you want, but at least it's kind of in your basket.
Yep. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Well done. Okay. In the meantime, anything else you guys need, go see Dr. Julie. There's some free tests that she's got going on right now that I noticed in the newsletter today, Dr. Julie. And they can just go see you, make an appointment, and get that done.
Awesome. And we love answering questions. So thank you for sending them in. And thanks for the ones that you guys come up with too, John and Charlie.
Perfect. Dr. Julie, thank you so much. Have a great week, okay?
You too. Bye.
You bet. Take care. And again, folks, if you're not feeling well, you've got any questions along these lines, and I meant what I said earlier, folks, when it comes to, you know, really our side taking charge in being more healthy than what some of the other folks out there may be actually doing, there's no reason why we are not setting that, you know, if you would, gold standard for health. It's ridiculous that we as conservatives and Christians, by the way, live no different than anybody else out there does. We should be the model for how this works and, frankly, should be going to the doctor the least amount of anyone out there. And I can tell you right now that in most cases, that's not the case. And we'll get into that topic at a later date, but that's a big deal for me. So in the meantime, if you need to see Dr. Julie, it's 303-343-8800 at Ascent Health Center. All right, let's move on to Enchanted Kitchens. And this is a area also where this goes right along with what we've been talking about. Folks, if your kitchen is not set up to where you can even do some of the meal prep and things that we just talked to Dr. Julie about, you can make that happen. They can arrange. Enchanted Kitchens can design a kitchen for you, arrange it in such a way where you could do more meal prep. You could eat healthier. You could actually save money. In fact, over time, if you did the math, might find yourself saving enough money to actually pay for it, depending upon how long you actually stay in your home. So go to Enchanted Kitchens, find them at klzradio.com or 303-376-7588.
You need to stand in your new kitchen to know what works. You have some ideas based on pictures you found online, but you've never actually seen, touched, or felt the counters and cabinets that will become part of your daily life. The Enchanted Kitchens design team built their experience center with you in mind, so you could feel at home, only better, giving you the chance to visualize your new kitchen ahead of time. I'm Marie Christine with Crawford Broadcasting, and I'm over 5'10". I spend a lot of time bending over my countertops at home. The first time I visited the award-winning showroom at Enchanted Kitchens, I stood next to a countertop that reached my waist. Suddenly, I could imagine standing up straight to cook. As a Rush to Reason listener, the design team at Enchanted Kitchens will meet with you for free in their experience center to help you solidify your vision of a kitchen design that works. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Folks, we've got some really cold weather coming this weekend. I don't know whether some of you have been watching for this or not, but we might actually get down into the 10-degree mark for a low. If your vehicle is not ready to go, you don't have the tires you need, and you're not ready, make sure you are, and you're running out of time. You got a couple of days left this week to make that happen, and then winter is going to be here this weekend. So go to klzradio.com, find Extreme Auto Repair there, ask about their rebate on Cooper tires, and don't forget about the free second opinion and the 15% Rush to Reason discount. You can call them directly at 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair will help you prioritize your vehicle's maintenance. You know there's a lot more to maintaining your vehicle than just getting your oil changed, but it seems like every time you go to the shop, the mechanic finds 10 things wrong and all of them need to be fixed immediately, or there could be dire consequences. In your experience, very few auto repair shops will level with you about what's most important to fix right now and what could wait until later. The team of ASE certified technicians at Extreme Auto Repair do their best to inform you about your vehicle's factory recommended maintenance without using scare tactics to pressure you into spending more money. They have a reputation among their many repeat customers of only fixing what needs to be fixed, not more. At Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, you can trust their team to tell you what needs to be fixed when. Find out what your vehicle really needs at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Golden Eagle Financial. Folks, much like our physical health, much like the health of your vehicle, which we just talked about, last but not least, make sure that you're financially healthy as well. And that's where Al Smith at Golden Eagle Financial comes in. He can make you financially healthy, get you into retirement, keep you in retirement, and let you have the life you want to live in retirement at the same time. KLZradio.com, 303-744-1128. That's Al Smith at Golden Eagle Financial.
In order to make informed decisions about your financial planning, you need to find your purpose in retirement. As a chartered financial consultant and the founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith isn't a life coach, but he does believe that your finances should fulfill a purpose. Too many people focus exclusively on accumulating more wealth without considering how they want to spend their time. One of Al's clients rebuilds churches damaged by hurricanes in Texas and Florida. Another client drives veterans to their doctor's appointments. One retired lady hunts black bears with a bow and arrow. Another gentleman creates beautiful wooden bowls. How you plan to spend your time should determine how you invest your money. That's the difference between wealth accumulation and retirement planning. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today at klzradio.com/money. Find your purpose in retirement. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Purify Chevrolet is up next, folks. And no matter what, when it comes to your vehicle needs, they'll take care of you. It literally is like going back in time to buy a car. And like I said a moment ago, we have got a weather storm coming in, or weather system, I should say, coming in this weekend. If you are wanting to do something different for the winter months with your vehicle, go see Purify Chevrolet. They've got a great inventory on new and used. And don't forget, if you're looking to make a change, you just want to get out of a car, they'll buy your late model SUV, car, truck, sports car, whatever it happens to be. Go see them today in Fort Lupton, purifychevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. That's a wrap on this Health and Wellness Wednesday. National Crawford Roundtable is tonight. So if you missed this first hour, you can catch it all on our podcast. Just go to rushtoreason.com, find our podcast there. Better yet, you can get the KLZ app, download it, listen to us live, and or also listen to all of our podcasts right through the app as well. Again, that app is KLZ Radio. You can download it from the Google Play or the Apple App Store. Hour number two is next. We got a lot in store for you today, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.